高兴在这里，因为我们有一个很好的午餐，谢谢准备午餐的
人。
我们要未来一个多小时，我们尽量不打瞌睡。
Very good. So, I don't know of any announcements today. We're just happy, especially happy that Lisa is back.
我很高兴 Lisa 回来了。
We're always happy when you come back from China. So.
所以从中国回来我们很高兴。
So we're going to just have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll get into our study for today.
我们一起来做个简短的祷告，来一起学习。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to us.
主啊，我们要为主耶稣基督对我们的爱，我们如此的感恩。
We're thankful that He died on the cross for us.
因为他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
We're thankful that He lives to keep us and care for us today.
因为他活着为了我们他爱我们他顾念我们
and we're thankful that he's going to take us to heaven someday to be with him forever
因为他有一天会把我们带到天上与他同在
and for all this we give thanks and praise his holy name
我们为这一切感恩也赞美他的圣名
and so we're praying Lord that you will teach us this afternoon those things that we need to know
我今天下午请您带领我们教导我们也我们当知的事
We give thanks for your love and kindness.
也为你的爱和恩典献上感谢。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we are studying in the book of Acts.
我们一直在学习《使徒行传》。
And we came last week towards the end of chapter 17.
我们上一周呢，停在了十七章最后。
But the question is, did we finish chapter 17 or not quite?
我们不能确定我们是不是十七章讲完了。
Some say not quite.
不是完全讲完了。
Any other opinions? All right. Well, I'm going to summarize at least the end of the chapter for you then.
那我们就把最后的一部分，十七章的最后一部分再回顾一下。
You'll remember that Paul was preaching in the city of Athens.
你知道保罗是在雅典城讲道这个时候。
He was preaching to the intellectual, the cultural, the leaders really, the leading minds of the country.
他是在给这个国家的这些学者这些学术的领袖呢在讲。
And he talked about the fact that God was the creator.
他讲的内容呢就在说神是创造主。
And consequently, he was the one that we should all be worshiping and we should all be serving.
所以呢自然的话呢我们就应该都来敬拜服侍这唯一的这一个创造主。
All right, and he concludes with four major statements.
他就讲了四个主要的观点。
And our responsibilities, therefore, are in these four statements. The first is in verse 27.
第一个呢是二十四节。
And that first one is that all men should seek the Lord.
第一呢就是所有人都要寻求神。
And I get all excited at a time like this because there's a Bible study here and we are all here because we're seeking the Lord.
我很高兴每一次看见很多人一起坐下来学习圣经的时候呢，我高兴的原因就是大家都在寻求神。
And so this is a very good first step.
那这是一个非常好的第一步，迈出的第一步。
And the second step is verse 30.
第二步呢就是三十节。
Verse 30 says, In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
世人愚昧无知的时候神并不鉴察如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
So step number one is to seek the Lord. Step number two is to repent.
所以第一步呢就是寻求神第二步呢就是悔改
Why would step number two follow step number one?
为什么第二步会跟着第一步呢
The answer is because as you seek the Lord, you will find that you haven't always done everything right. And so you seek him and then you repent because you realize you didn't do everything right.
所以就是因为我们开始寻求神的时候呢，你早早晚晚都会认识到你所做的事不都是正确的，你所做的事有很多很糟糕，所以我们就自然会走到悔改的那一步。So
don't be surprised if when you seek the Lord, you find out you've got to repent. That's exactly what you would expect.
所以当你开始寻求神呢，你不要意外，你会走到悔改，要在神面前悔改那一步，这是一个自然的结果。
And many people who don't repent, the reason is they didn't seek the Lord enough to find out what he was like and what they were like, and therefore that they must repent.
所以那些不悔改的人呢，其实他们并没有寻求神到一个地步呢，其实，他们是要看见他是什么样的，神是什么样的，所以他们就没有办法到一个悔改的程度。
And then the third step, or the third key point, is in verse 31.
第三个要点就是31节。
He has set a day when he will judge the world with justice.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所立的、设立的人，按公义审判天下。
So why would we seek him and why would we repent?
那为什么我们要寻求他？为什么要悔改呢？
Because he's going to judge us. That's why.
这是因为他要审判我们呢。
So when I was younger, I went to school.
在我小的时候呢，我去学校。
I went to school to learn. I was seeking knowledge.
我去学校是做什么呢？我去学习，我在寻求知识。
Oftentimes, as I sought the knowledge, I realized that I was wrong.
很多时候，当我寻求的过程中，我就意识到呢，我原来的认识是错的。
And so I decided to correct my work.
然后我决定呢，改正我的工作。
Because there was going to be an exam.
因为呢，未来是要考试的。
I didn't like exams.
我也不喜欢考试。
And mostly, I didn't want to fail in my exams.
最主要是我不希望考试而没通过。
So I corrected my work. I sought the information. I corrected my work because examination day was coming and I wanted to be accepted on examination day.
所以这个比喻是一样的。那你看我呢，寻求知识，我去学习。我发现我错了呢，我来改正。目的原因呢，是因为最终会有一个考试，我不想考试的时候被关掉，不通过。
And the end of verse 31 says, God has given proof of this to all men by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
并且他叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
How do we know that there's going to be judgment day, exam day?
我们怎么知道会有一个审判日呢？
Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
因为耶稣从死里复活了。
And that's really the most important thing about our knowledge of God. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we're all wasting our time.
所以为什么这个重要呢？因为耶稣若不从死里复活呢，我们就都在浪费时间了。
But if Jesus Christ did rise from the dead, then we'd better repent. Because judgment day is coming.
如果耶稣真的从死里复活，那我们最好还是要悔改，因为审判日会来的。
Okay, so we find that the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is really the most important fact for us to be convinced of, because on that hangs all our future behavior.
因为基督的复活是牵涉到我们。 未来的审判，因为我们一切的行为都要在之后的审判台上交账。
Alright, that's the summary of what Paul preached.
这就是保罗讲到的一个总结。
Alright, verse
32
says, When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered. But others said, We want to hear you again on this subject.
众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有说呢，我们再听你讲这个吧。
the resurrection from the dead is hard for many people to believe.
因为讲到复活啊，对很多人就觉得很难接受了。
Some people just say, "Oh, that's foolish."
很多人会说这个很愚蠢的。
And if in fact you don't know the facts, it would be foolish.
如果呢你不知道真理的话呢，你就会觉得这个很愚蠢。
But the evidence that Jesus Christ rose from the dead is sufficient for us all to believe it.
但是耶稣从死里复活的证据如此充分呢，足以让我们相信。
Now, it's interesting in our study of the Bible that we always end up with enough evidence to believe.
所以在我们呢，很有意思，在我们圣经学习里呢，我们经常会最后发现要相信的证据是足够的。
But we don't end up with enough evidence to prove.
但是呢，我们没有足够的证据去证明。
Okay, we're always left with just a little less evidence than to be absolute proof.
就是总是少那么一点呢，让你觉得，哎，这足够全部证实它。
Why would that be?
为什么是这样呢？
Because if it were proven, you wouldn't have to believe it.
就如果你证实了，你就必须得信了。
Okay, proof does not need belief.Proof means simple acceptance. But when there's not quite enough evidence for absolute proof, we've got to move ahead.
所以没有一个完全的证据啊，你要往前走了，因为你有 proof 就是已经验证了的，然后这个东西摆在那，你就必须得信了。但是在这之前，你是要靠着信心往前走。
All right, so.Tell me about the most important decisions you made in your life. Did you make them on the basis of proof or of evidence?
你告诉我你一生中做的最重要的决定啊，你是用proof 就是证明了的呢，还是一个evidence 是一个证据呢？
Why did you come to Canada?
你为什么要来加拿大？
Did somebody prove to you that if you came to Canada, you would get what you want?
是有人证明给你看，你只要来加拿大，你就一定会很好。
Or did you come to Canada because you believed?
或者你是相信
you would get what you want?
相信来加拿大很好。
I believe.
Wasn't absolute proof, was it?
因为你没有一个完全的证明。
I'm going to ask you another question. This would be more embarrassing.Why did you get married?
那这我再问你另外一个问题，可能会有一些窘迫。那你为什么要结婚呢？
Did somebody prove to you that you were doing the right thing, or did you believe that you were doing the right thing?
那你结婚的对象有人给了你一个明确的证明确据，说这就是对的那个人吗？还是你相信这是对的那个人？
Everything we do in life, we do on the basis of belief rather than proof.
所以我们每一个人做的决定其实都是基于信心，不是基于确定的证明。
So somebody says to you, can you prove that there's a God?
所以有人问你，你能证明有一个神吗？
You can say, well, certainly more evidence that there is than any other decision I ever made. I better believe in God because I've got more evidence that He is there. He loves me. He'll help me. More evidence for that than any other decision I ever made in my life.
所以你的回答会是这样的，你说呢，我呢做这个决定，相信神的这个决定的时候呢，我有的证据比我在我一生中做其他更重要的其他的决定的这个证据要多得多，就是我其他的都已经往前走，决定要接受，我这里面已经有的证据要更多了，所以我更要往前去接受这个神。
So if you don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, what do you believe?
那如果你不相信耶稣基督从死里复活，那你相信什么呢？
You believe something else.
你会相信些别的吗？
And you're going to check out what you believe, because what you believe other than the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead has got to be more convincing than believing that he did rise from the dead.
所以呢，你必须要客观的来看待你所信的。就假设你不相信耶稣基督从死里复活，那你一定是相信一些别的。那你相信别的这个事，你所有的已有的证据必须要大过你相信耶稣基督从死里复活的这个客观的证据，要多过你才可能接受。
All right, so we all believe something.
所以我们都是相信一些事情。
And we've got to be careful that what we follow is more believable than what we reject.
所以我们一定要小心什么事呢？就是我们相信接受的一定是比我们拒绝的要更可信。
As a matter of fact, the Bible makes it very clear. It says, if you don't believe in Jesus, you believe in?
Devil.
You believe in the devil's lies, don't you?
所以圣经讲，把这个事情讲得非常明白。而你若不相信耶稣基督，其实你就一定是相信魔鬼的谎言的。
Which is more believable?
哪一个更可信呢？
The life, death, resurrection of Jesus, or whatever one of the devil's lies you believe.
是耶稣的死和复活，还是魔鬼的某一个谎言呢？哪一个更可信？
So the Lord Jesus Christ went to Peter one day.
所以耶稣呢，有一天跟彼得在讲。
And many people decided they didn't like what the Lord Jesus had taught.
很多人决定了，他们不相信耶稣，其实是不喜欢耶稣所说的话。
So they decided to go away.
所以很多人就离开了。
And the Lord Jesus went to Peter, you'll remember, and he said to him, "Now, Peter, will you also go away?"
所以耶稣就来到彼得面前说，彼得，你也要离开吗？
And Peter asked a very reasonable question in response. He said, "If I go away, where will I go?"
所以彼得就讲了一件特别诚实的事，那我要离开你，我能去哪里呢？
If you don't follow Jesus, who are you going to follow?
你如果不跟随耶稣呢，那你觉得还有谁值得跟随呢？
And then he said about the Lord Jesus, he said, "You have the words of eternal life."
所以他说呢，你有永生之道。他跟耶稣说，你有永生之道。
And he said, "And therefore we believe you."
我还若不信从你，我还信从谁呢？
So don't run away from God just because you cannot prove.
所以呢，不要从神面前逃开啊，只是因为你觉得有一件事情你不能用完全的逻辑你把它证明出来了。
But the other thing, and I probably mentioned this last week, but it should be repeated: if you seek the Lord Jesus, what are you going to find?
所以上周我们也提了，我们现在再说，就如果你寻求耶稣基督，你会发现什么呢？
More evidence.
你就会发现
find truth.
More evidence. 更多的证据，你会发现更多的证据。
So if you say I can't believe because I don't have enough evidence, go get some more evidence.
所以你说呢？哎呀，我不能相信，因为我还是证据不够。那就什么？你往前走，你会看见更多的证据。
So, a very famous author, some of you have read some of his books because I've given some of you some of his writings. When he was at university many years ago, his friends said that they were Christians and he should be a Christian too.
Yeah, 我们有一些很好的基督徒的作者啊，那他当中一个呢，他在读大学的时候，有个朋友跟他说，你要相信主。
He said, "That's nonsense. I'm not going to believe that."
他说我根本这是胡说，我不相信。
His friend said to him, "Well, if you don't believe in Jesus, what are you going to believe?"
如果他朋友就说，那你如果不信耶稣基督，你要信什么呢？
He realized he didn't have much of an alternative, so he said, "I'm going to go and get more evidence."
所以他就突然意识到呢，其实他没有更多其他的选择，因为其他的更不靠谱，所以他说，那这样，那我还是去找更多的证据来信主。
Even though he was just in his third year, second or third year of university, he had a little business, and his business made enough money that he could go to school, and he still didn't have to work at his business.
所以这个弟兄呢，他那时候读大学的三年级还是二年级，那个时候呢，他自己做了点小生意。 这生意还挺成功的，不但能够养他这个大学的费用，而且他自己也不用太去多去照管这个生意。
So he left university at the end of the semester in the United States. He went over to Europe and he decided he was going to investigate as much of the evidence for the Bible and the accuracy of the Bible as he could.
所以他那个时候他就做了一个决定，他先暂时停下，他不去上这个课了。然后他那个学期完了以后呢，他就从美国离开去了欧洲，他想要证明找足够多的证据来证明这个东西是对的或者错的。
And he checked out so much evidence that he became a Christian.
所以他花了很长的时间，他找了很多的证据，最后他决定他这是真的，他成为一个基督徒。
And then he wrote a book, and we've got copies of it in the back room, great big book on the evidence for the resurrection and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Marvelous book.
那之后呢，他就写了一本书哈，就是耶稣的生命和复活的证据啊，我们在后面书架上有。
Okay, and so if you're a real skeptic,
如果你真的是一个怀疑论者呢
，You come to me and I'll give you a copy of that book, and after you've read the Bible, you can read that book. You read the Bible in that book, you'll have a lot more evidence.
那我会，你可以到我这里来，我会把这本书给你看。那你可以读圣经，也可以读这本书，我相信你会有更多的证据。
So if you seek, you'll get more evidence.
所以你寻求，你会看见更多证据。
But if you seek and you get more evidence, then you've got to repent.
所以你寻求，你得到更多的证据，你会怎么样？你要悔改。
Why do you have to repent? Because judgment day is coming.
你为什么要悔改？因为审判日会来的。
Who's going to be the judge on Judgment Day?
谁会是在审判日的那个审判主呢？
Okay, and if you were an American, I would say it's not going to be Donald Trump.
对，所以呢，几天前我在美国讲道的时候，我说呢，谁是审判主呢？总之不是川普。
The judge on Judgment Day is Jesus.
因为审判日的那个审判主是耶稣。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because he rose from the dead.
因为他从死里复活了。
All right, Verse 32 then says, when they heard of the resurrection, some said, oh, that's nonsense, and they wouldn't get more evidence. And others said, we want more evidence, we're coming back tomorrow.
所以32节就讲了这两种人的选择。当听到复活这件事有很大的思想上的冲击的时候，有的人会觉得这不胡扯吗？就讥诮他，讥讽他。有的人就觉得那我不行，我还想要更多明白，所以下周我再来听。
All right, and then we're told, verse 34, a few men became followers of Paul and believed.
但是33节呢，于是保罗从他们当中去了，但有几个人34节贴近他信了主。
Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus.
其中有亚略巴古的官丢尼修。
Okay, and those are big words. What they mean is that this Dionysius was a very senior member of the Athenian culture.
所以丢尼修是一个非常高阶的官员哈，是在当时希腊的政府里面非常高阶的官员。
It's interesting, wherever the gospel goes in the world, it usually appeals to two groups of people.
所以很有意思啊，当圣经去到任何一个国家的时候呢，他总是对两类的人呢非常有吸引力。
The people at the very top，
在非常高层的人。
And often the people at the very bottom，
以及非常底层的人。
And I think the reason for that in part is that the people at the very top realize that there's not much there when you get to the top。
所以高层的人呢，就是当他到了那个位置以后，他发现其实那里什么也没有。
And the people at the very bottom, they realize that they don't have any other hope.
在底层的人呢，他们也意识到其实他手里真的啥也没有。
So there was a man by the name of Dr. Baedeker who went to Russia after, oh, probably at the time before the Russian Revolution, around 1880. 1890, things were changing in Russia at that time.
那有一个弟兄呢，他在1880到1890年啊，就是在俄罗斯的这个大的动荡之前的，就是在旧的沙皇的时代的末期啊，1880到1890年他在俄罗斯。
And wherever he went, he found that he was most received in prisons and in palaces.
所以当他在那里的时候，这个弟兄发现呢，沙皇时代信俄罗斯人信主最多的是什么？是在监狱里的和在皇宫里的人。
That's maybe enough on that. Let me just say that it wasn't Dionysius who became a Christian, but also Damaris.
还有一个，就是一个妇人，她叫大马里。
Damaris was a woman, mentioned this last week. A lot of lovely senior women became Christians in these early days.
那同样的呢，我们上周提到有很多很好的姊妹哈，而且是很富有的姊妹，她们都得救信主。
All right, so now we're going to start in chapter 18. What happens next? Remember that Paul is going from city to city to city, preaching the truth of God.
所以我们看看后面发生了什么，要记得保罗是一个城到另一个城，一直在讲神的道。
All right, so someone can read verse 1.
谁帮我们读一下第一节？
这时以后，保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。
Okay, after this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. His job was like the Savior to go from city to city to city to keep telling others about Jesus.
所以他的工作，保罗的工作就像当时耶稣一样，从一个城到另一个城呢，一直在讲真理。
All right, and someone then read verse 2.
谁读一下第二节？
遇见一个犹太人名叫亚居拉，他身在本都，因为格老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻百基拉从意大利来。保罗就投奔了他们。
All right, so this is an interesting verse in that it's got a lot of detail in it.
这是个很有意思的一节，因为里面很多细节。
And the detail doesn't appear to be terribly important.
这些细节呢，看起来好像没有那么重要哈，讲的都是不是那么。
One of the reasons the detail is here is that today we could check the accuracy of the Bible by finding out whether these things were true.
那为什么这些细节在这里的当中一个原因哈，就是让我们今天能够回去去验证，看看圣经讲的是不是对的。
So here we have a Roman emperor whose name was Claudius.
那这里呢，我们看见有一个罗马的皇帝，他的名字叫格老丢。
And the question is, was Claudius ever a Roman emperor?
那问题呢，就是是不是历史上真的有这么一个罗马皇帝叫格老丢呢？
And the answer is, history says, yes, he was.
答案就是呢，不看圣经，我们看历史书呢，是的，有这么个皇帝。
And the next thing that's amazing, it says, he ordered all the Jews to leave Jerusalem.
那第二件事呢，就是这个。
Oh, sorry, that's right, yeah, Rome, get the right city, Harold.
格老丢这个皇帝做了一件事，他命所有的犹太人呢，都离开罗马，那是不是有这回事呢？
Why would he have ordered the Jews to leave Rome?
那他为什么会这么做呢？为什么要把犹太人赶出罗马呢？
So we have a word in English called anti-Semitism.
那我们有一个词呢，叫反犹太主义啊。
And it simply means people who hate the Jews.
就英语这个词呢，叫反犹主义的意思呢，就是恨犹太人。就那群恨犹太人的那群就叫反犹主义。
And these are there is a particular hatred of Jewish people in the world today or was then.
所以今天在地上呢，包括历史上各个时期呢，都有很强的一股力量呢，就是他们是非常恨犹太人的。
It seems very very unfair.
这看起来是很不公平的，对吧？
The Jews had never done anything bad in the Roman Empire.
因为犹太人并没有在罗马的帝国里做任何不好的事嘛。
But they didn't like them anyway.
他们就是不喜欢这些犹太人。
The Jewish people were hated in Germany and in Europe by Hitler in the 1930s and 1940s.
一样的道理，在1930年代、40年代，那犹太人在欧洲和德国也是被讨厌、被逼迫的。
Why was that?
为什么是这样？
Were they bad people?
他们是很不好的人吗？
No, they were rich people.
他们只是有比较有钱而已。
I think Hitler hated them because he wanted their money.
我觉得希特勒很讨厌他们，主要是因为希特勒还挺想要他们的钱。
There was a king in England 1,000 years ago.
所以在英国呢有一个国王啊，大概1000年前。
And there was a man in England who was the richest man in England.
那当时呢有个英格兰的首富。
His name was Aaron of something. I can't remember the last word.
他的名字叫亚伦 Aaron.
Okay. And so the king said, that man is wrong. We're going to put him in prison.
王就说呢，这个人是个很不好的人，我们要把他抓起来。
And so the king put him in prison and put all, Aaron of Lincoln was his name. The king put him in prison and took all of his money for himself.
所以这个王就把这个亚伦叫亚伦的人呢抓起来了，但是呢他还做了一件事，就把他的所有财产变成自己的。
Okay, now it's interesting, all down through the history of the Jews, the people of the world have hated the Jews.
所以你会发现呢，在整个犹太人的历史当中，直到今天哈，全世界呢从来不缺恨他们的人啊，都挺恨他们。
There was a bomb in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago.
比如说在前就2周前哈，在匹兹堡有一个炸弹。
How many were killed? Wasn't a bomb, it was a gun. How many did they kill in the Pittsburgh synagogue 2 weeks ago?
不是个炸弹啊，是枪击案。那当时就是在犹太会堂，有人枪击了，参加聚会的人，死了多少人呢？
11 people. Why did he kill them?
死了11个人，为什么他们要杀？
Because they were Jews.
就是因为他们是犹太人。
Okay, is there anything new about anti-Semitism? No.
所以反犹主义很新鲜吗？没有，圣经就是这样写的。
People hated God all down through history.
所以人们一直很恨神啊，整个历史上就是这样的。
The Lord Jesus Christ said they killed all the prophets that I sent.
所以耶稣说呢，你们把我差来的一切的先知都杀了。
And they killed God's people just because God said I love them. People say, all right, if God loves you, I hate you.
所以他们也杀了神所拣选的，那就是因为神说我爱他们，那人们就把他给杀了。
All right, so that's very disappointing. Don't be surprised. As a matter of fact, if you're a Christian, they'll hate you too.
所以不要很意外啊，这个但是呢，虽然很让人失望，但是你要记得呢，如果你是个基督徒呢，人们就会像恨犹太人一样也来恨你了。
All right, so tell me now, where did this man Aquila, where did he live? Tell me where he lived.
好，我来问你们，这个人叫亚居拉哈，他住在哪里呀？
Okay, and if you're like me, you'd probably say he lived almost everywhere.
如果你像我呢，你会发现呢，他几乎哪里都住。
Okay, he was from Pontus, which is in northern Turkey.
那第一呢，他出生在本都，本都在哪呢？在土耳其北部。
He came from Italy, which was probably in Rome.
那他又从意大利来，那可能就在罗马那附近了。
And now he's in Corinth.
现在他又在哥林多。
And you will find in the New Testament that people traveled a lot, just like they do in our day.
所以你会看见新约的时代呢，那时候的人们就跟我们今天一样，他们很频繁的旅行，就像我们也是一样，一会儿在这，一会儿在那。
And the wonderful thing is, as they traveled, they told people about Jesus.
那很美好的事，就当他们旅行的时候，他们会告诉人关于耶稣的事。
So I'm going to ask a very embarrassing question. But Lisa just came back from China. Lisa, did you tell anybody about Jesus when you were in China?
我要问 Lisa 一个问题，你从中国回来，你在中国有没有跟人讲耶稣呢？
And the answer is yes. She told people about Jesus in China. Everywhere we go, we tell people about Jesus. And this was this man, Aquila, and he went here and he went there. But as he went, he was telling people about the wonderful message of God. That's God's way. And so whenever we go, I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota on the weekend. Okay? What do you think I was doing there? Telling people about Jesus.
所以我们当信主以后也总是在做这件事情。不过无论在哪呢，总是要把福音告诉别人，就像当时的亚居拉一样。那所以就像上一周末呢，我在明尼苏达州，我在那边干什么呢？我在那边还是在讲神的福音。
All right, verse 3 says, and because he was a tent maker as they were, that is Priscilla, Aquila and his wife Priscilla, because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them.
那第三节说呢，他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗就因与他们同业，就和他们同住做工。
So the apostle Paul was a missionary.
所以使徒保罗是一个使徒啊，是一个
传道。What did he do in his spare time?
他在空余的时间他做什么
？He worked. He made tents.
他做帐篷。他是做工的，就是卖帐篷。
It's very interesting. The people in the Bible worked.
所以你会发现在圣经里的人呢，他们是工作的。
Okay, as a matter of fact, Paul says to the Thessalonians, if you don't work, you should not eat.
所以甚至保罗在帖撒罗尼迦书里面跟当地教会的人说，你们要不做工呢，就不许吃饭。
So the only right you and I have to eat is because we work.
所以我们是做工我们才吃饭。
So the objective of life is not to take early retirement. The objective of life is to work.
所以人的生命总是要工作的，总是要做一些什么事情，不是说你早早就退休了。
All right, I don't know how much to say on that. Let me just say this, that many of the people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel are almost at the point or past the point of retirement.
所以呢，比方说呢，在我们教会呢，你会发现很多的在这边服侍的人呢，他的都已经在或者已经过了退休的年纪了。
So when you retire, what do you do?
所以你退休以后你做什么呢？
You sleep in the morning. You play golf or go shopping. And you go to bed early.
那你应该是不是应该这么做呢？你早上睡觉，然后呢，下午起来以后去打高尔夫或者去逛街，然后呢，晚上回来早早又睡觉了。
No, God says don't do that. You go to work.
神说不，你不要这么做，你得工作。
Okay, now if in fact you don't have to work in order to earn enough money to survive, what do you do?
那即使你不需要说我必须要工作来赚很多钱来养活自己，你没有这个压力，那你该怎么办呢？
You work for Jesus.
那你要为耶稣做工吗？
And that's what Paul did. Paul says, I'm going to work for Jesus, and if I've got any spare time, I'm going to make some tents so that I'll have some money so that I can buy food for myself and give to the poor.
所以保罗就是这样的，他说我多出来的时间呢，我要为主做工，我要去传讲耶稣的福音。但我自己的剩的一点时间呢，我就做帐篷。做帐篷的钱呢，就够养活我自己了。
So if you don't have to work in order to get enough money to keep living, then you say, "All right, I'm going to work for Jesus too."
如果你说呢，哎，我不需要工作或者工作那么长时间来让自己得着这个吃食和衣服，那你说那我剩下的时间干什么？那你总要把它花在耶稣的身上。
All right, so verse 4 says, every Sabbath, Paul reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks.
所以每逢安息日呢，保罗就在会堂里辩论，劝化犹太人和希腊人。
Now, there's one word that I like there that I want to mention. It says, every Sabbath, Paul reasoned in the synagogue.
这句话我很喜欢那个词的，就是辩论。每逢安息日，保罗就去会堂里辩论。
What is meant by the word reasoned?
Reason 这个词，这个辩论这个词是什么意思？
Well, it means he talked about and explained and tried to understand and tried to make others understand.
那就是呢，他讲了，也解释了，努力自己是明白，也让大家都明白。
So who does the Bible appeal to? People who think or people who don't think?
所以圣经会给对谁更有吸引力呢？那些愿意思想思考的人，还是那些干脆就不去思考的人？
Bible's for thinkers.
所以你愿意思考的人呢？圣经
The Bible is reasonable.
因为圣经是合理的嘛，你总是要去思考。
And some people say, I don't believe the Bible.
有的人会说，哎，我不相信圣经。
And you say to them, well, that's very foolish. That would be unreasonable.
你会说，哎，这个很愚蠢，那个很不合理。你不相信。
See, the Bible makes sense to the mind.
所以圣经对你的头脑来说是合理的，它不是说排斥，不是矛盾的。
And so one of the good preachers who influenced my life was a university professor.
那我一生中碰到过一个很好的传道人啊，他是一个大学教授。
And he said I was very disappointed in many of my students at university.
他说呢，我对我大学里很多的学生啊非常失望。
Because he said they approach their academic studies with an investigative and an intelligent mind.
那他学他们这些学生学他们地上这些科学的知识的时候，用他们的脑子，用他们的求知的这个态度。
But they disagree with God without using their mind.
但是他一旦讲到神的时候呢，他们就开始不动脑子了，就不去思考。
So make sure that you use your mind most for learning about God rather than learning about how to make more money.Or whatever else you might do.
所以我们总是要把我们思考的时间，理性思考的时间，多花在关于神的事情上，而不是呢花在赚钱上。
So when I was out at UBC, I used to meet people, and I would say to them, "Do you believe in the Bible?"
那我在 UBC 大学的时候呢，我会见到一些学生啊，我就会问他们，我说你相信上帝吗？相信圣经吗？
And some of them would say, no, no, I don't believe that nonsense.
有的人会说，哎呀，我不相信那个胡扯的。
And I would say, well, what do you know about the Bible?
那我就问他，那你知道圣经关于多少？关于圣经有多少？
And when I was in the third year of university, speaking to a fellow who was in the same year at university, I said, what did you know about the Bible?
那在我大学三年级的时候呢，我跟另外一个人，这个人也是三年级，我跟他讲，那我说你怎么看圣经？
And I said, he said to me, when I was a little boy, I went to Sunday school.
他说我小孩子的时候我就去过主日学了。
I said, when did you stop going to Sunday school?
那我说你什么时候不去主日学了呢？
He said, grade three.
他说三年级以后我就不去了，小学三年级以后。
And I said, you're going to reject the God of the Bible on a grade three level.Because you're now at university in your third year, 12 years later, you know all this about everything else, and you've learned nothing more about the Bible, and therefore you say the Bible's wrong. You don't have enough intelligence to say the Bible's wrong.
所以呢，Harold 就回答他说，那你想想你现在这个状态，你三年级你就停止再去追寻神的真理，你的水平就在这儿，然后你现在已经大学三年级，你已经花了很多的时间。你地上那些知识你都搞明白了，啊，你就因为三年级停了，你就做了个决定，说这个是假的，我不要，这种的态度和方法的确不明智。
Okay, so think. I like questions and answers in Bible studies.
所以总是你要思考。所以呢，他说我非常喜欢在课上呢大家来问问题。
Because I want people to think.
因为我希望人们来思考，来想一想。想一想神的道。
All right, let's keep going.
我们继续往下。
Verse 5 then says, when Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching.
希拉和提摩太 从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
So he stopped making tents.
所以他这里没再做这个帐篷了。
And he was preaching to both Jews that Jesus was the Christ.
他就是向犹太人来讲道，证明耶稣是基督。
But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I'm clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles."
他们既抗拒毁谤，就是这些犹太人呢，保罗就抖着衣裳说，你们的罪归到你们自己头上，与我无干。
So remember, the gospel keeps on moving.
所以你会看见福音它是一直在动的，一直往前进的。
And make sure that the train doesn't pull out of the station before you get on.
所以你得确切知道啊，这个你得上车，得及时上车，不要等这个火车开走了，你发现其实，对，你要在火车在的时候你得上车。
Then Paul, verse 7, left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titius.Justice, a worshipper of God.
第七节呢，于是保罗又离开那里，到了一个人家中，这人名叫提多尤士都。
Okay, so he moved next door to the synagogue. Verse 8, Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord.
这人是敬拜神的，他家靠近会堂，管会堂的基利斯布和全家就都信了主。
And many of the Corinthians who heard him believed.And were baptized.
还有许多哥林多人听了，也就相信受洗。
So here you have another senior person trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
这里又有一个比较高阶的人，他信了耶稣，成为他的救主。
I'm glad that many senior people trust the Lord because they're able to teach others of us what we should do.
所以我很高兴啊，很多高阶的人信主，因为呢，他可以告诉。其他人关于耶稣以及他们该做的事。
So our father was a smart man.
所以我们的父亲，我和 Norma 的父亲，他是个很聪明的人。
And he taught Norma and me and a lot of other people about Jesus. I'm very thankful that he did.
他也教导我和 Norma 和其他很多人呢关于耶稣的真理，我很感恩他这么做。
So this fellow Crispus then.He was the ruler of the synagogue. He became a Christian, and a lot of other people became Christians as well.
所以这个管会堂的叫基利斯布呢，他得救了以后呢，那他就可以教导很多其他来的这个犹太人呢，那很多人也因此而得救了。
All right, verse 9.
第九节。
One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent.For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city.
夜间，主在异象中对保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在这城里有我许多的百姓。”
So Paul basically said, "Listen, you stay. There's lots of problems, but you stay. Nobody's going to hurt you. You stay, and you keep telling them the truth of God."
所以保罗在这里呢，其实主就告诉他，你就在这待下去，不要走，那你就直接讲，有很多人会信的。
Verse 11, so Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the truth of God.
所以保罗在那里住了一年零六个月哈，就讲道。
So, what would you do if the Apostle Paul came to Vancouver for a year and a half?
你会怎么样呢？如果使徒保罗来到温哥华讲道讲了一年半。
You'd go to hear him, wouldn't you?
你总是要去听一下的吧。
You say this is pretty good.
你说哎，这个很好。
And if you found out that he was only going to be there for a year and a half, you would be very, very disappointed.
就如果你发现呢，哦，他只是在这待了一年半啊，那你会哎呦觉得很可惜，他应该待长一点。
He didn't stay a year and a half in many places.He usually moved on faster than that.
所以一年半哈、啊、是保罗待在一个地方非常长的时间了，因为保罗在一个地方停留的时间其实非常短的。
All right, So the Lord said, listen, you just keep on preaching, Paul. There are many people who are in this city.
所以保罗主在这里跟他说呢，你就继续讲就好了，因为在这里有主很多的百姓。
All right, now we're going to read the next section. I think down to verse 12, down through verse 17. Maybe that can be read in Chinese, and we'll all read it together in English.
好，谁读一下十二节到十七节，然后我们一起用英文读一下。
到加留做雅该亚邦国的时候，犹太人同心起来攻击保罗，拉他到公堂，说这个人劝人不按照律法敬拜神。保罗刚要开口，加留就对犹太人说，你们这些犹太人，如果是为冤枉或奸恶的事，我理当耐心听你们，但所争论的是关乎言语名目和你们的律法，你们自己去办吧，这样的事我不愿意审问，就把他们撵出公堂。众人便揪住管会堂的索提尼，在堂前打他。这些事加留都不管。
All right, verse 12. While Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him into court. This man, they charged, is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law. Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, if you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you. But since it involves questions about words and names and your own law, settle the matter yourself. I will not be a judge of such things. So he had them ejected from the court. Then they all turned on Sosthenes, the synagogue ruler, and beat him in front of the court. But Gallio showed no concern whatever. All right, so this is a different position for the court to take. Very often, the courts were against Paul.
这是一个另外一种态度啊，法庭对保罗的态度，因为大部分时候呢，法庭都是来攻击保罗的。
In this instance, the courts just didn't care.
在这次呢，这个法官就干脆根本不介意。
And so they wouldn't be for him or against him, but there was lots of agitation in the community.
所以法官也不是说支持他，也不是反对他，但是呢，在整个社区里呢，要反对保罗的人就很多了。
So what they did instead was they turned on Sosthenes.
所以他们做法呢，他们就转向了那个索提尼啊，就是管会堂的。
Okay, and what do we know about Sosthenes? It says of him, he was the synagogue ruler.
那我们知道这个索提尼呢是管会堂的。
All right, go back now and read verse 8.
我们再倒回去读一下第八节。
Says Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord.
这里也有一个管会堂的，他叫基利斯布，他和他的全家都信了。
So who was Sosthenes?
那索提尼是谁呢？
Was he Crispus?
他是基利斯布吗？
Or was he the ruler after Crispus?
那他是基利斯布后面的管会堂的吗？
I don't know that we know the facts. Sosthenes may have had two names.One might have been Crispus, one might have been Sosthenes.
那也许呢，索提尼有两个名字，他有一个名字叫基利斯布，有一个叫索提尼。
We know that one way or the other, the position was a ruler of the synagogue who had believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们知道呢，这里很可能是一个管会堂的，他已经信了耶稣基督了。
All right, and what happened to him?He was beaten because he was a Christian.
那他发生了什么呢？他被打是因为他是基督徒。
So some of you, when you become Christians, have found out that some people don't like it very much, and they may even gang up on you and either physically beat you or beat you some other way.
所以呢，你会发现呢，当你信主了以后，会有这种可能的情形，就是，很多人会反对你，甚至恨你，甚至会到打你的程度。
And if you're not treated fairly because you're a Christian, don't be surprised.
如果你因为是一个基督徒呢而被不公平的对待，你不要特别的诧异。
Because they didn't treat Sosthenes very fairly either.
因为他们也同样的对待这个索提尼。
All right, now we know a little bit more about Sosthenes, so turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们再回到哥林多前书的一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1. All right, how does verse 1 read?
那第一节怎么说的？
Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes to the church of God in Corinth.
就是奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督的使徒同兄弟所提尼。
So who wrote the book of 1 Corinthians?
谁写了哥林多前书呢？
Paul.
保罗。
And who with him?
谁和他在一起啊？
Sosthenes.
所提尼。
Okay, so Sosthenes was the ruler of the synagogue in Corinth, and then he became a Christian, and then he was beaten, and then he was with Paul when 1 Corinthians was written, and he helped Paul write the book of 1 Corinthians back to the Corinthians because he was a Corinthian. He was one of the Corinthian Christians.
所以索提尼，你会发现他的一生是怎么样的？他先是管会堂的，他是犹太人。那他紧跟着听见福音了以后，他就信了，他相信保罗以后，就出现这个状况，他被打了，然后呢，他跟随保罗一路呢，他离开了哥林多，他在保罗的传道路上呢，一直是很大的帮助，直到呢，保罗在写哥林多书的时候，要把写这封信呢写回给这个哥林多的时候，索提尼还在他身边帮助他，为什么呢？因为索提尼是哥林多人啊，所以索提尼可以帮着保罗去写这个哥林多书。
So if you were to become a Christian and then you were to be persecuted, would that be the end?
如果你是个基督徒，然后呢，你又被逼迫了，这是不是画句号了呢？
No, this isn't the end.
不，这不是个终止。
It's probably the beginning of the beginning.
这很可能是开始的开始。
Yeah, you get persecuted, that's pretty good. God will honor you. He'll bless you.
所以你受逼迫呢，很正常啊，神会祝福你，神会带领。
All right, let's carry on to verse 18.
我们继续往下看。
Over the page, verse 18.
我们看十八节。
All right, and it says Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the churches and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchrea because of a vow he had taken.
保罗住了许多日，辞别了弟兄，坐船往叙利亚去。百基拉雅居拉就和他同去，因为许过愿，就在间隔里剪了头发。
All right, so here we meet Priscilla and Aquila again.
这里我们又看见这两个人了，百基拉和雅居拉。
And so where were they going?
他们要去哪里？
They were going to go to Syria. And so Priscilla and Aquila went with him.
他们要去叙利亚，然后呢，保罗他们要去，但是这对夫妻呢也愿意跟去。
So they traveled a fair amount. They went from Pontus to Rome to Corinth, and now they've left Corinth and they're going to end up in Ephesus. So again, just to emphasize, the people of God often keep on moving.
所以你会看见他们真的旅行很多，他们从本都 去了罗马，罗马去了哥林多，现在从哥林多呢要跟着保罗去到叙利亚，最终其实他们会待在以弗所。所以你看当时这个基督徒们，他们总是一个城到另一个城的。
One of the nice things about moving around when you're a Christian is that wherever you go, you got brothers and sisters.
所以一个很好的事呢，当一个基督徒他在旅行的时候是，他每去到一个地方，他都会找到弟兄和姊妹。
And you don't really know them, they don't know you, but they're still good brothers and sisters anyway.
虽然你并不了解他们太多，他们也不了解你太多，但是你们都是主里的弟兄姊妹。
So when I went back to Minnesota this weekend, I was going to a small conference. There were only about 30 men there. And they'd come together to learn about the work of God, and I was honored to teach them. And there were 30 men there.
所以我这次去明尼苏达呢，有个很小的会，只有30个弟兄，他们在一起干什么？他们在一起来学习圣经。我有这个荣幸呢，跟他们讲。
And I felt pretty much alone, actually.
然后我感到有一点孤单哈，其实。
But there were two men there that had come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, one to one meeting, and another man to two or maybe three meetings.
在当中有两个人呢，有来过我们十六届教会，有当中有一个呢，来过我们的一次的聚会啊，另外一个来过两三次。
So I said, well, I don't feel that bad. At least I'm going to know somebody.
然后我说，哎呀，这个我至少没有感觉那么糟糕。至少这一群人里，我认识两个人。
But I figured I wouldn't know them very well.
但实际呢，我发现还是对他们了解不够。
But when I got there, there was another man there who had come. He'd driven 5 or 6 hours with his son-in-law, and he had come to the meeting.In many respects, just to meet me.
所以我另外又发现一个人，那他开车开了5-6个小时，也来这个会。那他不但他自己来了，他还带他的女婿来了。那他来呢，其实很主要的原因就是想来见见我。
And in part it was because I had gone to that part of the world on another occasion where I didn't know anybody.
那原因是呢我。曾经在以前呢去过那个地方哈，那在那个时候呢，我在那个地方完全都不认识任何人。
And the very first day I got to that particular community, it was Indianapolis, Indiana. The very first day I got there, that man's father invited me to his house for dinner, and I got to meet the whole family that day.
在那一次呢，我去到那个城的时候。就是这个人的父亲呢，他邀请我去他们家认识他们家的人，这是我那天作为一个陌生人，我在他们家就吃了一顿晚饭。
And so 50 years later, he said, I'm going to go to here to that conference because I want to see Harold again because we were friends 50 years ago.
现在呢50年过去了啊，然后他这次他又来了，他说我要再去，我要去见一下 Harold， 因为我50年前我们是朋友。
Okay, and when you become a Christian, you got brothers and sisters all over the world.
所以当你成为基督徒呢，你全世界都会有弟兄和姊妹。
And it's absolutely wonderful.
非常好的一件事情。
All right, so the verse ends with this line. It says.Paul had his hair cut off at Centria because of a vow he had taken.
那后面的半节呢，是18里面讲到，因为许过愿呢，他就在监阁里剪了头发。
Okay, so when was the last time you had all your hair cut off because you'd taken a vow?
你们最后一次因为许愿把剪头发剪了是什么时候？
举手。
举个手。
So we don't do that, do we?
我们不是这么做的是吧？我们不会这么做。
Paul did it. We don't do it.
保罗这么做，我们不是这么做的。
Okay, you'll find in the Bible there were many things that were done, especially in the Old Testament, that we don't do today.
所以你会发现呢，有的时候，尤其是在旧约呢，很多事情我们今天不再做了。
But the question often is, why don't we do it?
那问题就是我们为什么不再做了呢？
And in this particular case, I must confess two things. Number one, I don't understand it. And number two, I've never really studied it.
在这一节里面呢，我得承认，其实我也不知道到底为什么，我也没有认真去研究过他这个许愿剪头发到底什么原因。
So I'm going to give you a part answer to the question of why did that happen.
那我只能给你部分的可能的一个答案啊，为什么会有这样的事。
So the first part of the answer is that the Old Testament ways do not always apply in the New Testament.
那第一个回答就是呢，并不是所有的旧约的方式呢都能够在新约得到应用。
The second part of the answer is this, that this was related to a vow.
那第二个呢，就是这个是和启示有关系的，就是许愿有关系。
And in the Old Testament, vows were made, and the people had to live up to a vow, and the sign often of the vow was the head covering, the hair.
所以旧约里面呢，人们会许愿，许愿以后呢，人们总是要去对，去还愿，然后呢这样的一个象征呢，就是头发又被剪掉。
But the Lord Jesus Christ said, let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, for whatsoever is more than these comes from evil.
但是耶稣呢，在马太里面讲到的时候，他说到，他说让你说话呢，你是就是，不是呢就不是，若多说呢，就是出于那恶者了。
So, the Lord Jesus said, you be careful about vows. Don't you make a vow that says, I will do this.
所以呢，耶稣呢，你要小心，你不要去起誓，因为你不能说的，哎，我一定会做什么事情。
James says, don't say that. Say, if the Lord wills, I will do this or I will do that. But don't be a person who makes vows.
所以呢，我们不要去发誓来说我一定要做什么事，而是呢，就像雅各书里面讲的，他说主若许可，我就计划做这个做那个。
So there's a principle that we follow in our understanding of what our behavior should be in the New Testament times.
所以这里有些原则呢，就是能让我们理解的更好，在新约时代我们该怎么做。
And it goes like this. If the Lord Jesus taught it, and the apostles practice it, and the epistles teach it, then we should do it.
那第一呢，如果耶稣教导了，使徒们呢也用了，也应用了。第三呢，书信呢也重复再教导了。那对于这样的一个情形的原则呢，我们就要去跟随，我们就要去做。
And so that's a very simple principle.
那这是一个非常简单的原则。
We break bread every Sunday morning. We take the bread and the wine. Why do we do that?
那我们每一个主日的早晨呢，我们会领圣餐，我们会领饼和杯，为什么要这么做呢？
Because the Lord Jesus taught it.
因为耶稣教导了。
And the apostles practiced it.
然后使徒们呢，初代的使徒们他们也应用了，他们也这么做了。
And the epistles explained it.
然后呢，在书信里面呢，旧新约的书信里面呢，他们也解释了。
But this matter of Paul taking a vow, the Lord Jesus didn't teach that.
所以呢，在这个保罗剪头发这件事情上，耶稣并没有做这个教导。
And the epistles didn't explain it.
书信也没有就这个话题来解释。
And therefore we don't practice it.
所以呢，我们不需要按照这个去执行。
So much so that I never really have studied it that much.
以至于呢，我没有那么认真的查考过保罗为啥要去剪个头。
I'm the kind of person who likes to study what I have to do rather than study something that I don't know very much about at all. I would rather study the things that are important than spending a lot of time studying things that maybe aren't important.
所以我是那种什么人，我喜欢去研究那个事情重要的，就是跟我有关系的，而不是去研究一些其实就算我知道对我也没什么关系的事。 我还宁可花时间花在那些对我来说重要的事。
So as you go through your Bible, you will find questions and instructions that are kind of hard to understand.
所以你会读圣经的时候会看见一些问题或者说命令的，对你来说好像挺难理解的。
Spend your time looking at those that are important. Don't spend all your time looking at things that aren't important.
所以要花你的时间啊，去研究读那些部分对你很重要，而不是跟你没有关系的部分。
That there were some philosophers, I think they called themselves, who many hundred years ago used to spend their time arguing about this question.
那有很多的学者哈，在很多年前呢，他们在争论一个问题。科学家。
I think the question is how many angels could sit on the head of a pin.
那这个争论的问题呢，就是一个针尖上的，一共能坐多少天使
？Okay, is that very important?
这个很是不是很重要呢
？No.
这个其实跟你也没什么关系。
No, the whole thing's absolute nonsense.
那这个事情完全没有意义。
You spend your time answering the important questions. Don't worry about those that aren't that important.
所以我花你的时间去回答那些重要的问题，不要去纠缠那些。就算你知道了，对你的生命也没有什么。
但是圣经不是神启示的吗？神启示的一本书，它应该没有危险的东西。
But the Bible is revealed by God. How come there's something not important to us?
Well, that's right. Norma says the question about how many angels can sit on a pin, that's not in the Bible. But that wasn't your question. Your question was, is this important or not important? And the answer is, it probably is important, but there's much that is more important. Yeah, I've already said that.
Yeah.所以他说呢，是，也许这个是重要，但是呢，有比这更重要的。
但是这就会导致我们人就会根据自己的喜好去选择哪些他要听，哪些他不要听。就是我觉得，就是因为接触了，比如说基督，他有各种各样的基督徒，有些人就会说，神是祝福我们的，所以神希望我们在地上赚更多的钱。有些人就觉得要追求，就是每个人都会根据自己的。
But this will open a question that people will, according to their preference, to decide which one is important, more important, this cannot make. For example, she said, like some teaching said, okay, this Bible will bless you with worldly money. So you will choose the fact that you think is more important rather than the whole book is important.
Yes, up to a certain point, the Bible does not say that we also should be shaving our head because of a vow. The Bible doesn't say that we should.And so I guess I say my responsibility is to obey what I'm told I must obey, rather than wonder about something else that we're not told to obey.
所以Harold 的意思呢，就是的确，因为在这个点上呢，比方说，在间隔里剪头这个发誓剪头这件事情上，圣经在其他地方它并没有明确的教导我们要去跟随。要去做，所以这个是他的意见，他并不觉得这件事情是在真理的重要程度上是从对于我们来说是从神而来最重要的事情。是的。
I'm not sure that has answered your question satisfactorily.
我也不知道确切的知道是不是。
I just thought it's not very objective, like anyone can choose like.What or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that caused me think like a different Christian, they are different. So just like you said, we can have lots of friends. But actually, I felt not like all the Christians will be friends. They believe in different things.
Okay.
Yeah. And because I think they choose what they are thinking. What is important?
What they choose what they think is important in the Bible.
Yes.
All right. And we have got to say, Lord, I want you to show me from the Bible what you think is important. Let me go right back to John chapter 3. There was a man in John chapter 3 who was a religious leader, and he was an academic leader. And he was a government leader. He was what they called a ruler of the Jews. He was a big man.
所以那我们回到那个约翰福音的三章啊，有一个人呢，他呢既是宗教的领袖，又是政府的官员，又是这个教导的律法的教师，所以他是一个非常高阶的大家尊重的人，他叫尼哥底母。
When he went to the Lord Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
那他去到耶稣那里的时候呢，耶稣跟他说呢，你必须要重生。他跟尼哥底母说。
He probably could have said, but I'm one of the most leading religious leaders around these days.
他很可能会跟耶稣是这么觉得，他说我已经带领了这个最地上最好的宗教，最。
He probably said, I've got many, many religious questions, and I have studied many, many religious issues.
他也会说呢，我有很多宗教的问题，我也学习了很多宗教的事情。
And Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again. All of those other things may be interesting, they may be helpful, but Nicodemus, you must be born again.
所以很多其他事也许很重要，很有意义，但是呢，耶稣说呢，你必须要重生。
So I get many people knocking on my door.
很多的人来到我家呢去敲门。
And they come to me and they say, I've come to teach you the Bible.
他们来说呢，哎呀，我来这里来告诉你，来教你圣经。
And so the last people who came to me, I simply said, that's very interesting. Tell me, have you ever been born again?
那最后一个来我们家做这件事情的人呢，我就跟他说，我说你告诉我你有没有重生。
And the man said yes.
他说是的。
And I asked them how.
我说你怎么重生的呢？
And they didn't have any idea at all.
他完全没概念。
And I said, listen, you've got a problem. Because Jesus said you must be born again.And you haven't been born again. You don't even know how to be born again. How can you pretend to teach the people on my street?
所以我就说你呢有一点麻烦，因为耶稣说你必须要重生。现在的你呢也不知道该怎么重生，你也不知道你是不是重生。那你怎么去教导我这条街上其他人关于圣经的道理呢？
So the issue isn't I will choose what I think to be important. The issue is.I must follow what God says is important.
所以答案是呢，并不是我来选择什么是重要的，而是我必须要跟随耶稣，跟随神，他会告诉我们什么是最重要的。
Okay, we've got He sets the priorities.
对，他会有顺序，有先后的这个重要性的顺序。
This particular verse is not a priority because it's not presented in the Gospels. It's not taught in the Epistles, it's not that important. Interesting, it's here. It has some relevance, and there will be a day, or there was a day, when in some instance it's important. But for us today, that's not very important.
对，比如说这刚才读到的这一节呢，也许在当时很重要，也许在这个上下文里呢，在他这件事情对他们当时很重要，但对我们来说呢，这并不是最重要的一件事。
Okay, any more on that or anything else? Our time is running down.
Yeah, maybe I
yeah,
can I answer. Yeah. 就其实就跟我们昨天讲的那个道理是一样的，它就是一扇门，你进了门以后，它会有很多的宝藏在里面，它也藏在圣经里，但是呢，最重要的是先进这扇门，救恩是最重要的，你没有得到救恩，你听到其他一切的都是没有意义的。
所以圣经上不是所有的言语都是重要的。
你应该这么说，你不得着真理呢，那一切，你不得着救恩呢，那一切都对你没有意义。你不得着救恩，那一切都对你没有意义。它不是不重要，而是对你不重要。你不成为这个家里的人，这个家里所有的东西对你都没有意义。Yeah, I just explained to them that you need to be one of the family's member. This is more important than all the others. Although you can find a lot of pressure in this family, which is also very important, but if you cannot be the family member, these are not important to you.
That's right. Very good.
See, lots of answers. Very good. Anything else? Let's do another couple of verses. Verse 19 says, they arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews.
到了以弗所，保罗就把他们留在那里，自己进了会堂和犹太人辩论。
All right, so he had traveled with Priscilla and Aquila. They left Corinth. They went to Ephesus. While they were there, Priscilla and Aquila went to one quarter. Paul went to another, and he reasoned with the Jews.
所以你会看见呢，他们跟着亚基拉，一起去到一个地方，然后保罗又单独去了另外一个地方，就是以弗所啊，然后他这对夫妇留在那里了，然后保罗就去了会堂去跟犹太人辩论。
Okay, when they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, I will come back if it's God's will.
那众人请他多住些日子，他却不允，就辞别他们说，神若许可呢，我还要回到你们这里。
Then he set sail from Ephesus.
离开船离开了以弗所。
And when he had landed at Caesarea, he went up, probably to Jerusalem, and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch.
在凯撒利亚下了船，就上耶路撒冷去问教会安，随后下安提阿去。
All right. So Paul now has ended his second missionary journey.
所以保罗在这个点上呢，就结束了他第二次传道之旅。
He was commended from Antioch. He went all the way out and around, and now he's coming back. He was at Ephesus. From there he goes to Caesarea. From there he goes to Jerusalem and back down to Antioch. So he's headed home again.
所以他到这里呢，他就去了以弗所，离开了以后就往南去了凯撒利亚，在那岸边下了船以后，就去了耶路撒冷，再从耶路撒冷呢。回了安提阿，他因为他是从安提阿被拆出去的。
Okay, so there is a sense in which Paul was responsible to the church at Antioch for the work that he was doing.
所以某种程度呢，保罗是应该向安提阿教会负责的。
If you or I decide that we want to do a work for God in Vancouver, we will be responsible to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel for the work that we do.
所以如果换一句话说呢，如果我们现在要在比如说在温哥华做神的福音的传福音的工作，那我们应该向哪一个教会负责呢？应该向这个16届的教会负责。
Okay, so we're an assembly of the people of God. We have a responsibility to do things properly. So if you or I decide we want to do something, we will make sure that the rest of the assembly are in agreement. They're with us in what we do.
所以比方说我要去做一件事呢，我得确保知道呢，在我这个教会里每一个人他们都是认可的，然后他们会 知道我在做什么，也为我祷告。
We do it for two reasons. Number one, because we're responsible to God, and number two, we're responsible to one another as God's family.
所以呢，两个原因啊，第一呢，是我们要向神负责；第二呢，也向我们的一个家庭里其他的成员负责，就是神的家。
So we work together in Vancouver as a family, as the unit of the church.
所以我们比如说在温哥华是以一个家，神的家，在一个合一的教会的形式下来工作的。
Similarly, if I decide that I'm going to go to Minneapolis to preach, and you go over to China, I go as a representative of this particular assembly.
那比方说，换个例子，假设我现在去明尼阿波利斯去讲道，然后你去中国，但是我们最终都是向这个教会负责的。
And so the Apostle Paul went preaching, but you'll remember Acts chapter 13, he was sent by the church at Antioch.
所以在这个例子里呢，保罗是在其他地方讲道，但是呢，在使徒行传十三章我们知道他是被安提阿教会派出去的。
And so he goes back to Antioch and he says, listen, we're all part of this same group, we're all part of the assembly, I'm going to report to you as to what it was I was doing.
现在他又回到安提阿，他说看我们是一个家，一个神的家，所以我回来呢向你们做个汇报。
And that's a good thing. As Christians, we're all responsible one to the other.
这是非常好的事，因为作为基督徒呢，我们都彼此来负责。
And if I'm doing something that my brethren don't agree with, I'm probably doing it wrong.
如果我做了一件什么事呢，我的弟兄们都不同意啊，不认可，我大概要想一想，可能我做错了。
And so I would stop doing it until either I change so that they agree with me, or they change so that they agree with me. But we've got to work together. We don't work independently.
如果我们是这样的话呢，我们最好先停。那或者呢，神改变我。或者神呢，也让他们的主意改变，让我们彼此能够一致。
All right, that's very encouraging. It means we're not alone.
这个非常鼓励人啊，因为这让我们知道我们不是很孤单的。
And it's also constraining us. It keeps us from running off and doing foolish things.
然后他也同时呢约束了我们，因为呢，以免我们就四处跑啊，跑，散在外面去做一些傻事。
All right, and our time today has gone again.
那我们今天的时间就到这里。
Let's pray. Thank you for all who come along today. The Lord bless you all, and we'll keep going. Lord, we want to thank you for the teaching of the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了圣经的教导。
And you've told us this story in the book of Acts so that we can learn the great principles of Christian life and believing from these stories.
主啊，谢谢您借着使徒行传告诉我们那早期使徒们他们基督徒生活的美好 和见证。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that we won't just hear these stories with our ears.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们不单单是用耳朵来听这些故事。
We pray that we'll understand them with our mind and we will reason about them.
那我们更愿意用我们的理性，用我们的头脑来思考这些话语。
And then we pray that we will be humble enough to obey the great truths that we find there so that we too might walk with God.
那我们也同时盼望我们自己能够谦卑地从心里接受这些真理，能够与神同行。
So we thank you now for these things. Bless us each one, Lord.
我们要谢谢您为这一切的事，也求您祝福我们每一位。
Use each one this week, we pray, for your glory.
也用我们每一位这一周为了您的荣耀。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们祈求和祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.